Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, windy, rainy, rain heavy at times, but hopefully ending by afternoon. We'll have a high today only around 60. Kenosha right now, 56 degrees, 55 in Burlington, 56 Milwaukee, also 56 in Racine. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave delivering his proposed 2018 budget to the county board last evening, saying that it continues the county's long history of fiscal conservatism. He said in his budget message that his spending plan contains smart and responsible principles of financial management, keeping the countywide property tax levy virtually flat while lowering the mill rate. He noted several economic development projects this year, culminating with the Foxconn announcement through the efforts of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation.
Foxconn would not be calling Racine County home without the leadership, drive, and dedication of RCEDC. Their mission doesn't end there, though. We want our existing Racine County companies to succeed as well. Therefore, I'm capitalizing a new RLF fund with a $750,000 investment, increasing our contract with RCEDC by $100,000.
He said the county has been active in finding solutions also for the county's homeless population, supporting the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization's new inclusive model, which better tackles the needs of the community.
However, HALO faces a critical funding shortage and capacity issues. My budget allocates $100,000 to HALO and their mission to ensure everyone has a safe place to stay and, just as importantly, has access to vital supportive services.
He mentioned some additional funding for the district attorney's office and for the courts, $103,000 increase in the library budget, audio and video upgrades for the county board chambers and the auditorium at the Isgrove office building. The county board's finance committee will start its review of the budget plan next week. Racine County, the Village of Mount Pleasant, and the Racine County Economic Development Corporation inviting members of the public this afternoon to the first of three information sessions on the recently announced Foxconn project. It'll begin at 4:30, run about 2 hours in the main meeting room of the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. Note this will be an open house-style setting, no formal presentation or public hearing. Now that the location of the Foxconn facility is known, the work is underway to rezone the property to allow that plant to be built. And that'll require an amendment to the Village of Mount Pleasant's master plan, a process put in motion by the Village Plan Commission at a special meeting yesterday. Development Director Sam Schultz telling commissioners the process is defined by village statute.
Both residents, occupants, and all the other adjacent municipalities were mailed a letter last week stating with all the information that was provided in your packet today. So they've been duly notified. The public notice has gone out in the paper. Essentially, to move forward to a public hearing, all we need is a motion from yourselves.
The Plan Commission voting unanimously to schedule a public hearing on amending the master plan. The commission could vote that same evening, and then the village board would vote the following week. Racine County, Mount Pleasant, Foxconn have until October 31st, by the way, to finalize the development agreement that is part of the $764 million local incentive package for the company. That is according to the terms of the Memorandum of Understanding that was signed last Friday. As part of that MOU, the goal is to have the agreement signed no later than November 30th. Foxconn wanting to start construction on the first phase of that facility no later than October next year. Well, some political arm twisting may have been involved in the State Department of Transportation, which doesn't have enough funding in the new state budget, telling the city of Racine it'll pick up the entire cost of keeping signals at the intersection of Durand Avenue and South Memorial Drive, rather than going with the city's preference of a less costly roundabout. At the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, City Engineer John Rooney said as long as the state covers the entire cost, signals are fine with him, though more problematic and significantly more expensive than the preferred roundabout.
There was some concern by some of the folks in Mount Pleasant. It's a city project, it's a city right-of-way. So we demonstrated that the roundabout could serve the towing operation back there. That was one of the issues, and we went through all that. However, they got a hold of their state senator, and there was a little bit of political arm wrestling that went on to get the traditional signalized intersection back in the project.
Now, while the intersection work isn't targeted for another 2 to 3 years, according to Rooney, at about $3 million, the almost $8 million reconstruction of Durand Avenue from Kearney Avenue West to Kentucky Street, that should be coming in 2019. City of Racine Plan Commission agenda for this afternoon at City Hall. Just one item on it, a request from Jan Rowland of Habitat for Humanity, a conditional use permit to build a one-story, three-bedroom, 1,200-square-foot home at 1716 Geneva Street. Approval is expected. Also, by the way, the matter is going to get to the council next Monday night. It's going to be held Monday because next Tuesday, of course, is the special election for mayor. And in Kenosha, some members of the Public Works Committee, voicing a little frustration with contract delays, requested extensions, and missed deadlines on projects, believing it's a problem occurring way too much. Alderman G. John Ruffalo saying it's always something in terms of reasons given for the delays.
These things should be reviewed before they come to us at the beginning and say, okay, this is what this project can be. It seems like they're all of a sudden, we didn't take a look at that, right? Because it makes no sense. I mean, the weather's been perfect, all right? These contracts actually should be early. They should be finishing jobs early.
One past project not completed as proposed was for pavement markings around the city by a company from Rio, Wisconsin, which put them onto the no-bid list for this year, according to Public Works Director Shelley Billingsley. She explained they've been working with the city attorney's office on contract language additions designed to reduce the number of delays and or requests for extensions. Don't have a lot of details, but around 4 o'clock or so this morning in the city of Racine, around 12th and Racine Streets, a Waukegan police squad caught fire. Nobody hurt. Apparently, the officer had been dropping off a juvenile at a location around the city. A Racine police officer arriving on the scene confirmed there were flames observed with the vehicle. Again, don't have any other details about that Waukegan police squad catching fire at a 12th and Racine Street intersection. Racine County's victim witness coordinator and her staff member going to Las Vegas to assist the victims of that city's mass shooting. DA Tricia Hansen says LaTonya Lewis and Laura Morganson are going to be in Vegas today through Sunday to aid in the recovery there. On Monday, Nevada's attorney general put out a call across the country for victim witness personnel to come in and help with support for the victims and their families in the Vegas shootings. Wisconsin AG Brad Schimmel calling on the Wisconsin Office of Crime Victim Services to enlist victim witness professionals from across the state. A resolution that urges the city of Racine to end its two-tiered fee system for use of the 5th Street boat launch, okayed by the Racine County Board last night. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson said that she and the county exec have received calls from people who think that the system of charging county residents more than city residents isn't fair, given it's the only public launch on Lake Michigan in Racine County. Called it a conundrum since the city owns the launch, but the county owns the basin.
So there's this weird inequity there that I think needs to be addressed. I know for a fact that the city has received hundreds of thousands of dollars of grant money from the Waterways Commission and other funding agencies, Recreational Boating Fund, I'm sure, from the DNR, to fund a lot of the projects they've done at their launch. So I'm not quite sure what the impact on the levy is for taxpayers in the city of Racine.
Supervisor Donnie Snow is the former park and rec director in the city, said he felt the county should have first asked the city about the fiscal impact of the proposal before drafting the resolution. It passed with Supervisors Snow, Osterman, and Caprelli and Becker voting against it. The board also approved a resolution allowing the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network to go after grants to help alleviate the goose problem at county parks. Burlington Common Council, a few months removed from the destructive flooding that caused some major problems around the city, has to incorporate some of the needed financial repairs and or replacements into the 2018 budget process, as well as capital improvement plans, specifically what to do about the current City Hall and police buildings, which both flooded the dispatch facility underwater. Flood damage pegged at about $2 million. Budget discussions coming up tonight at the Public Works Department building. 2018 budget review process for the City of Racine gets started tonight at 6 o'clock. Common Council gathering in the first of several Committee of the Whole meetings. Past practice has included a budget message from the mayor, which did not happen this time with interim mayor Dennis Weiser. Instead, city administrator Jim Palahniuk, like in past years, going to present an overview of the budget and capital improvement program proposals. All the meetings will be open to the public and broadcast live on cable access channel 25. And the contributions of Kenosha's Italian-Americans going to be recognized late this afternoon with a gathering scheduled on the city's lakefront by the Christopher Columbus statue at Piazza Cosenza, with special guests attending from Cosenza, Italy, Kenosha's sister city. Kenosha's Italian Heritage Committee Chairman Joe Cardinale says this event was planned specifically for the same week as the Columbus Day holiday, the goal to raise awareness of the contributions of Italian Americans in business, government, medicine, and other professions. Presentations to be made by Vince Ruffalo, president of Racine's Super Industrial Coating Company, and State Representative Peter Barca, both on the importance of cultural heritage and community involvement. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.